This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Joined now on the All Access Postgame Show by the head coach of the Mustangs, Coach Paul Cantabene, and we should do some more of these pleasant postgame interviews. I like this a lot.
Maybe it's just the road.
Obviously a great effort. I thought what really jumped out at me, Coach, was jumping out to that 4-0 lead, the body language from your guys, who honestly in practice today and loosening up, they didn't look like a team that was 1-3. They looked like a team that felt good, and I thought that we saw that in the first quarter.
Right. We've been trying to be as positive about it. You know, we have some good players, and we know that what we can play. And today, the guys just did a great job getting together. I thought early on making quality decisions and capitalizing on some plays, and we made more plays to win the game today than we did to lose the game, which has been the first three games. We made more plays to kind of lose than win, and we had to make plays. Wade Corbin early on really doing a great job scoring some goals, and I thought moving Steve back to attack really helped our offense, moving the ball and facilitating the ball, and did a lot of great things, and also gave a chance for Morgan Pritchard to step up at the midfield. Which, you know, he didn't score a lot today, but I thought it really opened up the other guys, you know, and did a play. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we're going to get a win. We got to get ready, though. But it's been a while. But we knew that we just had to come around, and we knew Cortland's going to be a quality team, you know. And there's a lot of good teams right now just trying to figure out who they are. Now, hopefully, we took a step towards figuring out who we are today.
You know, the other thing that jumped out at me was the play of the defense today. And obviously, the face-off was dominated the other way, but the defense stepping up and making a lot of big plays to get the ball back.
Yeah, you know, we've been kind of disappointed in the play of Chad Williams lately. You know, but Chad really stepped up today and did a great job on 13. You know, the only time he scored is when, you know, we didn't have guys. He wasn't on him. I thought Chad played an exceptional game today and really played to the level he needs to play. I thought Taylor Morgan played better. He thought Don DeFazio, he's been playing great the whole time. But, you know, our midi D plays better, and Lito Flanagan's coming out, you know, at the pole. So everybody's kind of playing a little bit better, and today was a chance for us to get together and play better as a unit and learn. So this is really good going into the Classic as a chance, you know, to go up against a quality Cabrini team and see what we can do.
Wade Corbin, 5-goal day. He was pretty much Mr. Everything offensively.
Well, you know, Wade's a talented player. He can score goals. And, you know, in the first four games of the year, you know, especially the three games against the better teams, you know, he just missed his opportunities, and today he capitalized on them, and he's a scorer. You know, we need him to finish. They have 5 goals today, really helps us, and the score the way he did really, I think, excites the team, and that's what we need. We need guys to make plays and get people excited.
You mentioned looking ahead to the Classic. Obviously, that's going to be Friday and Saturday. In the meantime, you've been talking a lot about how the schedule sets up. You just really got to get one of these games. How much do you think this ultimately means for your team?
Well, I mean, because of more confidence that we can play. You know, I think even sometimes you lose the games that we did, you don't feel like you can play sometimes, but we knew we could, and we kept instilling and be as positive as we possibly could with the guys. And you know, it's a different generation of guys. You know, you can't be as hard on them. You have to be more positive. These millennials, you know, nobody figures them out. But you know, we're getting a better job figuring out who our team is. And you know, we're just excited to get the W today and move on.
Coach, congratulations on a big win, and we'll talk to you on Monday. All right.
Hi, thanks a lot.
There he is, Coach Paul Cantabene, after a big win for the Mustangs here today, 13-7 over the Red Dragons. We'll grab a break, come back in, go over the final stats and out of town scores. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.